What's good? What's good? I am back. You're truly the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. We're going to talk about that new Inflation Reduction Act that they passed. But before we do, let me give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team, whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have a few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink pops. So tell the bartender to tend to the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, no, they're waiting for that tropical twist. That'll kick your taste buds. Now taste up. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
That's right, Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Check them out at DizzleBrand.com. Also, they got the Dizzle Brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on the store. Got the t-shirts that you see, the Dizzle t-shirts. And if you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three links. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And below that is locations where Dizzle was in store in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and just got picked up in Arkansas, Little Rock. Here we come. All right, so we're going to talk about this. This little inflation bill thing. All right, so I want to pull up this thing if I can. And I don't think it's going to pull up right like I want it to. All right, so it ain't going to pull up. So basically, Senate passes health, climate, and tax bill. What does health have to do with inflation reduction? Not a motherfucking thing. What does climate change have to do with inflation reduction? Not a motherfucking thing. First of all, the earth has always experienced climate change. What the fuck you think an ice age was, you jackasses, you morons, you idiots? We've always faced climate change. And you think there was anything that mankind did that caused the ice age? I seriously doubt it. We didn't have aerosol cans. We didn't have the technology we had. We wasn't damaging the ozone layer like we are in modern history. Modern day society, we're doing a lot more damage to the ozone layer. And I've also seen that some of these climate change things, like the reasons are over exaggerated or misled. I don't know what climate change has to, how that's going to affect inflation reduction. I don't know how a person's health has anything to do with inflation reduction. I don't know how raising taxes is going to help with inflation reduction. What's the problem with inflation right now? Everything's too expensive. Everything's going up. So you're going to raise taxes too? All the food products are going up. Any physical product that basically has to be delivered on an 18-wheeler is going up. The prices of rent's going up. Energy bills went up. That's the thing. They act like if we do go solar, that they're just going to charge us less money to go solar. No, I would argue that they'll charge the same amount of money to go solar as we are with regular electricity. Because, like, let's stop. Let's not stop and act like, you know, somebody isn't going to have a monopoly on going green. You know, like they're not going to get rich off of going green. Like they're just going to do it out of the, like all these businesses are going to go green out of the kindness of their heart and not to make money. So I don't know what the hell health, climate, or taxes had to do with inflation reduction. Not one bit. They're talking about taxing the gas and oil companies even more. Well, if you do that, you jackasses, you morons, they're going to raise the prices again. They'll have no choice. See, y'all think businesses are in the business of losing profits. Think about that one. You think businesses are in the business of losing profits? Everybody ain't trying to be the WNBA and lose $10 million a year. You know, let's see. All right. So what's in this bill? Senate Democrats, after weeks of negotiations to revive the core of their election year agenda, pass a spending bill which would attempt to tackle climate change, the high cost of prescription drugs, and lower the deficit by roughly $300 billion. Okay, what does tackling climate change and lowering the cost of prescription drugs have to do with inflation? I would argue nothing. Lower the deficit by roughly $300 billion. What deficit? What deficit? I mean, we're in debt with China and no telling who else. Late Saturday night, Sunday morning, senators voted on amendments to Democrats' major spending bill that tackles healthcare, climate, and taxes, which have nothing to do with inflation. Nothing to do with inflation. None of these problems, none of these things are going to fix the issue. And selling our reserves to other countries aren't going to fix the issue either. Legislation was passed through the budget reconciliation process, which means all 50 Democrats and one tiebreaker vote from President Harris was needed, since none of the 50 Republican senators voted for the bill. Why would they? Democrats have just made sure that they are not going to get elected in these midterms and coming 2024. This is going to make matters worse. This is not going to fix nothing. This is going to make matters worse. Democrats have argued the measure will tackle voters' main economic concerns. Bullshit, horseshit. Naming it the Inflation Reduction Act is really an hypocrisy. It's really fucking moronic. It has nothing, this bill has nothing to do with tackling inflation whatsoever. Because, first of all, going green, climate change, the Go Green Climate Change Initiative, that's going to be a long process. I would argue that could be a 10 to 20 or longer year process. How the fuck does that help inflation right fucking now? Not one fucking bit. The bill is far from perfect. It's a compromise, but it's often how progress is made. It's not a compromise. It is not a compromise one bit. And it's a disaster as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to argue that this bill does not do jack shit for inflation, tackling climate change. That has nothing to do with inflation. Lowering the cost of prescription drugs, that has nothing to do with inflation. That's the thing. That's the problem with these horseshit bills that politicians put out there. They always throw a bunch of extra bullshit in the bill. Because that's what they really want to, that's what they're really after. That's their real intentions. Their real intentions is going at pharmaceutical drugs companies. There's go green policy, which, like, first of all, you can't force everybody to go green. Not everybody's going to go. Some people are going to refuse to buy electric cars and drive electric cars. Some people are always going to like muscle cars and fast cars and things of that nature. This idea that you're going to make, you know, people that are passionate about cars just all of a sudden want to go green with it is horseshit, is bullshit. Tax reform. Legislation creates a 15% minimum tax for corporations making $1 billion or more in income, bringing in more than $300 billion in revenue. That's not going to help inflation. Bringing the government more revenue is not going to help our inflation. It's not. I don't believe this is going to help one bit. And, you know, instead of a 1% exercise tax on stock buyouts was introduced, major portion of the bill was included due to a position of Western Virginia extended the child tax credit. So, like, I'm going to argue that this ain't going to do nothing. Like, okay, inflation, every time we have inflation issues, it revolves around gas prices. What is taxing more rich people that don't sell gas have to do with gas prices? Not a motherfucking thing. And what is taxing more gas companies and oil companies going to do to gas prices? It's going to make them raise the prices. Companies are not in the business of losing money, of losing profits. And if you think a and if you try to forcefully make a company lose a profit, they're going to try to find a way around it. No ifs, ands, buts are about it. Businesses aren't in the business of not making money, of losing profits. That is common sense. That's common knowledge. Anybody who thinks otherwise is a jackass or moron. I don't see nothing in here that's going to help inflation. What's going to help is how about we use our reserves for us and not sell our reserves to other countries who are already getting, you know, a shit ton from Russia. And Russia's prices is not totally affected. Like, that's the thing. It's the easy fix. We got our own reserves. We just go and tap into our own reserves, but we don't want to tap into our own reserves. Why? Because they want this Go Green initiative where they don't want, they'd rather every other countries use up our oil instead of us because we want to go green. Well, we might not fully go green before I die. We might not fully go green before I die. How the fuck does that affect inflation today? How does that fix inflation today? Because every time I go to the grocery store, the price of something is going up. And the shit is getting ridiculous. And I tell you what, if prices keep going up and inflation does not get fixed by the end of this. I mean, damn, we're going into, we're already two quarters in a year and, you know, we're on a decline. And the government could try to change the definition of inflation all they want. That shit ain't going to work. You know, or the definition of a recession, my bad, the definition of a recession. They could try to change it all they want because next quarter we're probably going to be going into a decline as well. If shit doesn't, if gas prices don't come down, they just stay the same. Democrats ain't going to be staying in office. And you best believe I'm going to be getting out voting. Because I can't, like, damn, it's enough. My rent goes up every year, like every grocery product I go to buy is going to go up every single time I go there. It's ridiculous. And all y'all do is make excuses, politicians. None of y'all got any real solutions. And the solutions you come up with, they're not real fucking solutions because you didn't even think about the consequences of your solutions. You didn't even think about what this shit really worked. You just put a bunch of shit on paper that sounds good and let's get it passed. You know, and I think, you know what, I think my next video I'm going to do is I want to react to that Larry Elder where it shows that all the slave owners, but the year before the Civil War, every single slave owner except for eight slave owners were all Democrats. Every single slave owner except for eight the year before the Civil War were all Democrats. That means 99% of slave owners the year before the Civil War were all Democrats. Y'all been bamboozled for too damn long. Too long. All right, we're going to call it a video. We're going to get into another word from one of our other sponsors.
Musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the lovely lady. Check us out. Get marketing promotions at promopalace.biz. I am the owner. As she said, your one-stop shop for all marketing promotions. And we promote all types of musicians. Tons with hit records. Oh, there we go. We got the guys coming through with the lawnmower, cut my grass and making too much noise. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. My name is Paul Pigott. This is the Paul Pigott Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. The Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, water, events, and more. Check me out on YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and BitChute, and Twitter for the video podcast. And also check me out for the audio podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much more. Peace. See you there.